His Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a major breaking story that broke first on Robinhood Radio's Breakfast Club yesterday morning on the Robinhood Radio Network, Ruth Epstein, during her show from the Republican American, reported that the Connecticut Supreme Court decided in favor of the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission in its battle with Lime Rock Park. More details are available at Robinhood Radio's website, which is robinhoodradio.com, or on Robinhood Radio's Facebook page, which is robinhoodradio.com. In other news, COVID-19 cases as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon in our northwest corner, Falls Village none, Cornwall 4, Kent 7, New Milford 263, Norfolk 11, North Canaan 5, Salisbury 11, Sharon 16, and Torrington 488. Now, active cases by municipality locally in Dutchess County, Armenia less than 5, Clinton 9, Dover 16, Millbrook Village, Millerton Village, and Northeast less than 5, Pauling 27, Pauling Village 7, Pine Plains 7, Red Hook 11, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 65, Rhinebeck Village 8, Stamford less than 5, and Tivoli Village less than 5, Washington less than 5. In Columbia County, as of 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, residents had 32 that were passed away from COVID-19, 381 positive cases with 156 active cases. There are 71 additional residents on mandatory quarantine, 4 residents on precautionary quarantine, 193 of the 381 cases have recovered, 16 of the positive cases are hospitalized, one of those hospitalized in ICU. They've now received 4,626 test results completed for Columbia County residents. Though 5 new cases of COVID-19 were reported Saturday in Berkshire County, the death toll held at 38. To date, as of Saturday afternoon, 515 cases have been confirmed, according to the Department of Public Health. Across the state, 76 new deaths were reported for a total of 6,304. The case count rose by 773 to 91,662. Now, good news for Dutchess County and Dutchess County businesses. Dutchess County in the Mid-Hudson region officially begins Phase 1 opening today, with the region having successfully met all the health needs to reopen and balance volunteer contract tracers conducting their online training this weekend. The governor has given the green light for restarting Dutchess today. Businesses will be slowly reopening with strict health and safety plans in place that must be followed. Public health teams will be watching all the data closely to protect the community health. Individuals must maintain their vigilance in protecting themselves and their families by wearing face coverings when going out, maintaining social distancing, washing hands, and continuing to make smart choices to protect not only you but the community. All eligible businesses who plan to reopen during the Phase 1, just like Connecticut, must have a COVID-19 health and safety plan to protect employees and consumers and make physical workspace safer and implement processes that lower risk of infection in the business. Plans must be retained on the premises of the business and must be made available to New York State Department of Health or local health safety authorities in the event of an inspection. Businesses must review and submit affirmation that they will adhere to the guidelines outlined in the New York Forward Plan, summary guidelines, safety plan templates, and affirmation statement and submission directions are available by industry on their website, which is forward.ny.gov/industries-reopening-phase. The Sharon Board of Selectmen regular meeting happens at 5:30 via Zoom. That's available at the Sharon website. Also, the Historic District Commission is meeting at 6 p.m. That meeting also will be available via Zoom. North Canaan Board of Finance has a special meeting at 7:30. That will be a Zoom meeting. You can get that information at the North Canaan website. Region 1 Board of Education has a subcommittee meeting on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. That is also by Zoom. In Sheffield, the virtual meeting for the Board of Selectmen will be held on Wednesday the 27th as well. Northeast New York has their grievance day on the 27th via Zoom. The Board of Assessors will hold the 2020 grievance day on Wednesday the 27th. Hearing hours will be from 3 to 5 and 6 until 8 p.m. You can get the Zoom information to join in at their website. Also, the Board of Assessors is meeting with a virtual meeting in Sheffield on Wednesday the 27th at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Dover, New York, Town Board regular meeting at Town Hall, 6:30 on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the planning board will have a virtual meeting. Following the agenda, they will review nomination of vice chairman and board and requests and possible action adding a section for adult use of marijuana establishments in the deliberation guide for public hearings that is being held in Sheffield. Regional Middle School Athletics and Activities Committee meeting will be held by Wednesday, the 27th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. You can get that information once again from websites. The ABC committee meeting has a meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. You can join that meeting via Zoom as well. Falls Village, a public hearing will be conducted on May 28th at 7 o'clock by the Board of Finance regarding the proposed spending plan for 2020 and 21. You can log in via Zoom. That information is on the Falls Village website. In a story out of Sheffield, Massachusetts, police and the town's animal control office are continuing to search for a raccoon that attacked and bit a woman sitting in the riverbank near the old covered bridge on Sunday. Town officials closed the park after the incident, and it will remain closed until the animal is destroyed and tested for rabies, or until enough days pass that the raccoon will have died of the disease, according to the police chief. Eric Munson III. Munson said the woman had immediately gone to the hospital and is being treated for rabies as a precaution. The only way to know if the raccoon is infected is to kill it and test it, he added. Well, for over 50 years, Betty Taberski of Falls Village made sure veterans in Falls Village were remembered for their service, visiting each of the seven burial grounds, placing small American flags beside each grave. Facing health issues, Taberski, 83, said this season will be her last as she passes the baton over to Kent Allen, who's been assisting her for many years, along with several other volunteers. There are 171 veterans laid to rest in the town's cemeteries. The flags are supplied by the town. Quoting Betty, "It's been an honor and a great mission," end quote. Thank you for your service, Betty. It's incredible. Norman Rockwell Museum invites you to an evening of fun to benefit the museum. Sip, sketch, and socialize. It's a virtual art party Friday from 5:30 till 7. Sip, sketch, and socialize is on Zoom. You can go to the website for the Norman Rockwell Museum for more information. Connecticut Department of Motor Vehicles has extended the expiring credential deadlines 180 days. That goes for COVID-19 reasons. It previously enacted a 90-day extension for Connecticut residents with expiring credentials, being extended to a total of 180 days. Eligible DMV credentials that expire between March 10th and June 30th are automatically covered by that extension. For more information, ctdmv.info or 1-800-842-8222. Amid coronavirus concerns, the city of Poughkeepsie has canceled its annual 4th of July fireworks celebration and closed its pools indefinitely. That's according to a release from the city. While pools will be closed until further notice, parks will remain open, though residents are prohibited from using playground equipment. Residents must adhere to social distancing protocols, distancing at least 6 feet away from one another and wearing masks while in close proximity. The city's COVID-19 parks response team will be monitoring parks and warning the city of any inappropriate uses of its facilities. High school seniors in Dutchess County won't be allowed traditional graduation ceremonies. However, there will be alternate routes for the rite of passage to take place. The Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health on Thursday circulated guidelines to school districts on how they can hold commencement exercises in accordance with state directives. Options offered include drive-through ceremonies conducting in school parking lots, ceremonies at drive-in movie theaters, and convoy processions. County Executive Mark Molinaro said he had a call with the school superintendents from across the county discussing all the state's guidelines, which will continue to ban all non-essential gatherings. The Great Barrington woman, Anne Marie Formal Woodger, is now facing charges after allegedly stealing a car, heading into New York State, crashing twice in Egremont before ending up in a culvert in Hillsdale. She was taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson, New York, after being found in a field near the site of the crash. She was charged in Egremont with Mark Lyons violation, 2 counts of leaving the scene of an accident, and operating under suspension. Great Barrington police also say they plan to bring charges related to auto theft and that they are still investigating. Marvelwood School has announced a partnership with Mount Snow Academy in Vermont to begin next winter for the 2020-21 school year. The partnership between the two independent schools is designed to offer a unique opportunity for student athletes looking to cultivate their passion for skiing or snowboarding while maintaining a consistent academic program. Students will spend fall and spring terms at Marvelwood and the winter term at Mount Snow Academy, with MSA instructors following the Marvelwood curriculum and maintaining close communication with Marvelwood teachers. years. Four Berkshire County performing art venues are among 52 statewide that received money in the first round of gaming mitigation grants from Massachusetts Cultural Council. The four are Barrington Stage, $3,607, the Berkshire Theater Group, $7,196, Mehewi Performing Arts Center, $67,197, and Williamstown Theater Festival, $12,080. Also included in the $3.34 million package is $250,000 for the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The bad news out of Berkshire County on Thursday when one of South County's largest employers announced it's laying off 90% of its almost 500 employees next month due to the ongoing effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health is planning to lay off 450 of the retreat center's 489 total employees. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 8.96 to 24,465.16 on Friday. The NASDAQ starts off the week at 9,324.59, and the S&P 500 at 2,955.45. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.